So while we were all distracted over the past 2 weeks with Coinbase and BlackRock's paper Bitcoin speculation, the third largest asset manager in the world, with $9.5 trillion of assets under management, has just quietly dropped a Bitcoin report that shows that 45% of their clients want to buy Bitcoin. So today we're going to be running the numbers on this big asset manager's most recent report to show you how much Bitcoin could go up if, say, 1%, 5%, or even 10% of the $9.5 trillion of assets they own want to get an allocation to Bitcoin. And again, I know some of these numbers will sound crazy. They will sound a little bit out there. But 45% of their clients want to buy Bitcoin ETFs. So let's start running the numbers. We're going to be exposing who this asset manager is and just how bullish this could be for Bitcoin. So we can see new headline literally dropped 2 days ago. $9 trillion Charles Schwab survey finds that 45% of their respondents plan to invest into quote unquote crypto ETFs. So let's start breaking this down. We can see that things have changed because this new survey that just got released is showing us that things have changed dramatically since 2023. In 2023, only 38% of their respondents said that they plan to invest in crypto ETFs. But all of a sudden, look at how things have changed. I have a little matrix here that I've dug up from the Charles Schwab report. Okay, and we can see here that if I blow this up as big as possible, we can see that things are changing dramatically between 2023 and 2024. Cryptocurrencies, the interest has grown from 38% of their respondents to now 45% of their respondents right now want to buy Bitcoin ETFs and Bitcoin products. Okay, this is absolutely huge that we do have one of the largest asset managers in the world right now wanting to get their hands on, let's just say, a little bit of Bitcoin. Now, I have a little bit more of an interesting angle I want to show you with this report before we start crunching numbers and having a look at some really interesting things. Right here, I've got highlighted. Investment strategies diverge among generations. According to the findings, millennials show a higher propensity for risk, with 62% of millennials in this data set planning to invest into Bitcoin ETFs over the next year. So again, overall, the takeaway was that 45% of their clients want to buy Bitcoin ETFs, but 62% of millennials want to get into Bitcoin. Now, this is important when we start looking at this headline right here. Millennials are going to be on the end of one of the biggest wealth transfers in the world. The great wealth transfer is set to be $90 trillion. This Fortune article is calling it a disappointment. And that is obviously because of the many, you know, problems that we as Bitcoiners all know there is with the current legacy financial system. Yes, we know that millennials, my generation, is one of the worst off generations in history. Right now in Sydney, it costs me 15 times the average income to buy the average home, okay? Don't get me wrong, I know how crazy that is. This is one of the reasons why I won't live in the West. That's because the great American or the great Australian dream has failed, okay? I cannot afford the great Australian dream unless I do some really wonky things that only 0.1% of the population are willing to do, okay? We know 99% of people are not interested in Bitcoin. I myself, I probably can afford the great Australian dream right now, but I just don't believe in getting into debt at my age. But that's a topic for another day. The core focus that I want you guys to think about for today's video is that we have one of the largest asset managers in the world saying, my millennial clients at Charles Schwab, that is the obviously the asset manager we're talking about today, they want Bitcoin. And they want Bitcoin in a really big way. And I think it's fascinating that the millennials who do want Bitcoin, they are about to be on the receiving end of some of the biggest wealth transfers that we've ever seen before in my life. Now, again, I want to always show you guys lots of different receipts from lots of different articles. I don't just want to show you one source. I always try to bring you as many as possible. Now, this is a different article from a Bank of America company. So this is another separate research study showing that the greatest wealth transfer in history, $84 trillion of assets, is set to change hands over the next 20 years, according to Consulting Cerulli Associates. I hope I didn't butcher that name. So the recipients of this, you know, wealth transfer is Generation X and the millennials. They are expected to inherit $72 trillion worth of assets in the coming years. You can see it by the numbers. They've broken it down in this study by each generation that will be receiving an enormous amount of money. Again, I want to really just make sure you guys are following. $80 trillion is an incredible amount of money that's going to be flowing from the boomers to the Gen Xers and the millennials. This is fascinating because we know technology is adopted by the younger people. Okay, again, it all goes back to, you know, demographics and sunk cost fallacy. Somebody who's a boomer, no shade against the boomers, but somebody who's 70 years old and they've never grown up with the internet or technology, typically it takes them a little bit longer to adopt the new technology. Okay. Again, this is not throwing shade at boomers. Okay. I actually think Bitcoin is money for boomers. Okay. I've made the case in multiple different, videos in the past that people of older demographics should be more incentivized to adopt Bitcoin because they have more wealth to protect. Okay. They've worked for 80 years and right now they're losing 10% of their money every single year due to the debasement of the money supply. Just think about it. If you worked your whole life, you got $1 million in your superannuation account. You think you're set. You think you're good. You think you've done everything you can for your retirement. But if the inflation rate is 10% per year, that means your $1 million has lost 10% of its purchasing power. You've lost $100,000. If you're 70 years old, think about the first 10 years of your working life back in the 1960s or 70s. How long did it take you to earn $100,000? Okay, things were different back then. The average wages were not $50,000 to $60,000 like they are today. They were more like $10,000 to $20,000 a year. So if the debasement rate today is 10%, and you're losing 100% of your superannuation account's purchasing power every year, you're potentially losing a decade or maybe two decades of your working life every single year. This is why inflation is something that's not understood by most people. It's an exponential function. And people aren't thinking about how much that $1 million or $2 million or $5 million in their retirement accounts is worth and how much it is being debased and what that means. Okay, this is why I've said multiple times in the past, Bitcoin is money for boomers. It's money for everyone. Let's not be frank about it. Bitcoin is money for absolutely everyone. If you agree with that message, again, like Danny's House of Cards says, we would appreciate a molesting of the like button. We are told that helps with the YouTube algorithm, so we'd appreciate that. Thank you very much. But let's continue moving on and having a look at this wealth transfer and why I think this new report from Charles Schwab is so consequential. It is massive, not only because of this chart and this graphic I have in front of you guys now, but because of this right here. This kind of ties into this whole demographic cliff and wealth transfer that we have been talking about right now in a moment, okay? Well, it's kind of what we've been talking about in this video. I want to come back to that in a minute, but just again, it doesn't matter how you cut this cookie or what measurements you're looking at, Charles Schwab is huge, okay? This report here actually says that the only asset managers bigger than Charles Schwab is Vanguard at $7.2 trillion and obviously BlackRock, okay? Again, this is as of August 2022. That's why the numbers 7.13 trillion is different to the number on the title of today's video. But again, just for those who don't know who Charles Schwab are, they're absolutely huge. They are one of the biggest asset managers in the entire world. Only BlackRock and only Vanguard are bigger than Charles Schwab. So when they are quietly releasing Bitcoin reports, we are going to be paying attention to that. Okay, we can see here, If I want to show you this little chart here, if you look at the total client assets of Charles Schwab, have a look. Bigger than JP Morgan, bigger than Bank of America, bigger than Morgan Stanley, bigger than Wells Fargo. So many people are familiar of JP Morgan, Jamie Dimon, and Bank of America. But Charles Schwab is kind of like a name that's kind of been, pushed aside or swabbed under the carpet, so to say, okay? I did the research for today's video, I actually thought that Charles Schwab wasn't as big as they are, but they are. They're massive, okay? They really are a big bank. And that's why we are paying so much attention to them when they drop uber bullish reports like this one, and they essentially say the quiet parts out loud, okay? We can see young investors are less confident in traditional investments. Let's have a look at this. So this is a really interesting question they asked in this report. Agree or strongly agree? It's not possible to achieve above average returns solely with traditional stocks and bonds. So we can see when asked this question, people aged between 21 and 42, they said, yes, that's true. It's not possible to achieve above average returns or beat the inflation rate with traditional stocks and bonds. However, people aged at higher than 43, they actually said, yeah, you know what? Yes, we do, you know, maybe 32% of us believe it is possible to, do this, okay? And that's just showing you that people under the age of 42, they are the ones who've been screwed by the past 50 years of investment logic. The past 50 years of investment logic has been the 60-40 stock and bond portfolio is king, and there's nothing as safe as real estate. That is your traditional investments, okay? We're all familiar of the housing propaganda, okay? In Australia, the saying that you're going to hear the most is, there's nothing as safe as houses, bricks and mortar. There's nothing as safe as bricks and mortar. Houses are the best investment in the world. That's what they tell you in Australia, okay? That's the traditional investing logic. But people under the age of 42 don't believe in that. They believe we've been screwed. That is why we're seeing so many millennials in this new report from Charles Schwab saying, yeah, I want out. I need to do something differently. I need to be doing something, quote unquote, risky to be able to actually catch up. Okay. That's what people are, saying. People my age are saying. Okay, and it's absolutely huge. Literally everybody was talking about this on Twitter this week. Just in 9.57 trillion, Charles Schwab survey finds almost half of its respondents want to invest into Bitcoin. They want out. They need new money. They need a real store of value. They need to actually invest in something that holds its value. Okay, we can see here, I want to show you the source. This is a Charles Schwab website. Cryptocurrency investing. Very interesting. And now I do think that this is going to be, a little bit of a peek into the future. I do think that Charles Schwab is positioning itself to launch some sort of Bitcoin product here in the not too distant future. I do think it is only a matter of time. Like if for them to be releasing these reports now, where they're openly showing that their clients want and need Bitcoin, I think this is a really big, signal, so to say. Very, very, very big signal. Okay. I want to talk more about Charles Schwab and in particular the maths in the moment, because we've ran the maths previously on, what BlackRock has been saying about Bitcoin. We ran some really bullish maths earlier on in the year, maybe a couple of months ago now. Looking at, okay, BlackRock is saying X about Bitcoin. What happens if the rest of the world does what BlackRock is recommending its clients to do? We might do the same with Charles Schwab in a moment, because again, they've got $9.5 trillion of assets under management. 45% of their clients are openly saying we want Bitcoin ETFs. What happens if 1% or 5% or 10% of that $9.5 trillion wants to get into Bitcoin? I do want to talk about that in a moment. Before we do that, I want to quickly always remind you guys, don't get me wrong, I'm bullish on the ETFs. As some Bitcoiners are saying, the ETFs could potentially have been one of the most bullish Bitcoin technological innovations in a long time. A little bit tongue in cheek, But think about it for a moment. I know a lot of Bitcoiners who call the ETFs a layer two on Bitcoin. So typically when you think about layer twos, we're thinking about things like the Lightning Network or the Liquid sidechains. We're thinking about things that, you know, unlock Bitcoin to a new portion of investor, a new person, okay? Typically in Africa, this year in particular, Bitcoin was off limits. Bitcoin on chain was off limits. It was unusable. You can't use Bitcoin in Africa if you're trying to send $20 to a friend if you have to pay a $50 on-chain fee. This is where layer twos come in. People in Africa can now use the Lightning Network. And now I think boomers can now use Bitcoin in a way, shape, or form by using the layer two that is the Bitcoin ETFs, okay? I know it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, and I know it's a little bit maybe not the best analogy, but I think it's one that kind of should reinforce the fact that buying an ETF is not real Bitcoin. This is why I always tell you guys, make sure you go and self-custody your Bitcoin and make sure you actually back up your Bitcoin correctly when you do that. So many people make the pivotal mistake of actually writing down their Bitcoin 12 or 24 words on a piece of paper. This is why I always encourage you guys to check out what Stampseed is doing. I'm going to put it on screen in a moment right about there, but you can see that the way you should be backing up your Bitcoin is with those big, sexy titanium plates, okay? I've used stainless steel before in the past, and they're good and they're great, and I actually use them for a number of years, but I wasn't aware that those things you get over there at Stampseed, those big titanium plates, they are what you want to be backing your Bitcoin up on, okay? So again, if you've gone so far to buy a hardware wallet, why not take that extra step and go that little bit further and make sure you've actually backed up your Bitcoin correctly? And you can only do that. You can only sleep soundly at night if you have your Bitcoin backed up onto titanium plates. Okay? Again, we always talk about all of the volatile events going on in the world right now. Okay, my American friends have just dealt with two Category 5 hurricanes in the past month. Again, statistically, there's a 0.1% chance of a Category 5 hurricane hitting America once per year. 0.1% chance. That's a 1 in 1,000 event. 1 in 1,000 years. We just had two Category 5 hurricanes hit America in the past month. Again, I don't have to talk about conspiracy theories. I don't have to put my tinfoil hat on to tell you guys that that's a bit odd. Two Category 5 hurricanes a week, you know, 3 weeks before the election. Why? I don't know. All I do know is that our governments have admitted to manipulating the weather for a number of years now. Again, it's public. Go and Google it. China was proud that they manipulated the weather before the 2008 Beijing Olympics. They were very openly proud about it. If you think I'm crazy, I might actually bring up the receipts. I know there's some people who do probably are not aware of this. So governments admit to modifying weather. Okay, so this is just public information. You guys can see it here on Google. And again, don't trust anything you read on Google. Always fact check everything. Always look different links, all that sorts of different jazz. But again, I'm just showing you our governments are very, you know, they're very loud and proud about the fact they can manipulate the weather. So again, I don't need to tell you guys or go into any sort of theories. All I am going to tell you, just be prepared for volatility. If we're seeing two Category 5 hurricanes 3 weeks before the election, be prepared for more over the next 4-8 years. Okay, things are only going to get more volatile. We're in a fourth turning. Please, for the love of God, if you're in America, make sure your Bitcoin is backed up on titanium. I think that's the takeaway. Okay, and you can get 15% off anything you want to buy from Stampseed with that promo code Luke15. I know it's in the live chat. I saw it a second ago. It's here somewhere. There it is. Check it out down below. And now again, let's talk a little bit more about Charles Schwab, because I think this is really interesting. Big time in the chat here absolutely lays it out. All this money is buying Bitcoin. Why is Bitcoin stagnant? I've got a video for you guys coming about this exact topic and why I think I've uncovered from two BlackRock videos and interviews the plan that has been going on over the past 4 years. I've speculated a lot in the past, and I've speculated that I believe the smart money has been actively suppressing the price of Bitcoin over the past 4 years. And they were only really made aware of the importance of Bitcoin around 2020 or 2021. And I think I've uncovered just a little bit more proof, you know, explaining why BlackRock has actually been suppressing the price of Bitcoin. So again, to answer Big Time's question, The short answer is there's some manipulation going on. All you need to look at is the amount of Bitcoin that's left exchanges over the past 4 years. We've seen 30, 35% of all the available Bitcoin sucked off the exchanges. While the price has really in 4 years, it's moved up a little bit since 2020, but since 2021, we've just been sideways, really. So I think that's the signal. Watch what the smart money is doing and watch where the supply is going. Watch what the hash rate is doing. New all-time highs. Hash rate is up 700% since 2021. Price is down or sideways. MicroStrategy stock is up. MicroStrategy stock since 2021 is actually up 150%. There's a little bit of signal for you guys. CB wants me to send my analysis by fax. Speaking of emails, I am writing emails at least 2 to 3 weeks. If you guys prefer the emails where you don't have to look at me in my dodgy hotel backdrop, you can subscribe to my email. They're free. We do try to condense the news into like a 5-minute free read for you guys. I'm sure I can dig up a link for that and throw it in the chat for you guys to check out. There it is. So I got a free Substack. You can check that out. There is the occasional deep dive, but we don't do the deep dives at the moment. So check that out if you are interested. And this is also just a really disgusting thing to remember about these wealth transfers. $1 million used to buy you a lot more than it does today. $1 million doesn't buy you much. Okay. And in Australia, I don't know if you guys have known this or not. I think I mentioned it in a couple of videos, but in Australia, you're not allowed to have more than $3 million in your superannuation account. And that's Australian dollars. If you do the conversion to US dollars, that's less than $2 million. Once you have more than 3 million Australian cuck bucks in your retirement account, you are now going to be facing unrealized capital gains taxes from the Australian government. Think about that for a minute. You're not even allowed to, it doesn't matter if you sell any of your retirement account. You're going to get taxed for it. Think about that. Does that make sense? So not only do you pay taxes on the money that you sell in your retirement account in Australia, but now you're also going to pay taxes when the value of your retirement account goes above $3 million every year. It's going to be a compounding tax rate. Wild. Wild, okay? This is, again, ties into the thesis of why I believe the people who try to control the world are just creating this perpetual, you know, lower class. They're essentially eroding and destroying the middle class. And what they're doing is they're sending all of the wealth to the top 1%. If I were to show you a chart of this, I can show you a wealth inequality chart since 1971. And this is all you guys need to see. It's pretty disgusting what has happened since 1971. The rich just continue to get richer, richer, richer. And the poor just continue to get absolutely decimated. I reckon this chart is going to be the one that really gets things cooking for you. So in the green, top 1%. Have a look at that. Their wealth has exploded by, holy hell. This is a logarithmic chart. So in the green line at the very top of this chart, the top 1%'s wealth has increased by over 6x. It's gone from 100 to above 600. It's nearly at 800. Okay, it's big. Again, look at the index on the left-hand side of this chart. It jumps from 200 to 250. Oh, sorry, it's 300, not 800. Sorry. So the top 1%, let me correct myself. The top 1%'s wealth has increased by nearly 3x since 1961. Okay? The red line, the top 10%, their wealth's increased. It's up 50%. But the bottom 50% in blue, their wealth has halved. They've gone from 100 to 50. And CB sums it up nicely. Australia went full communist. There are some things I would love to show on YouTube, but I don't even know if this is going to get us kicked off or not. Oh, geez, I'm not going to get my 5 points from Bitcoin Buddha. I can't pronounce that word. No way can I pronounce that word. And again, Again, just ask about all of the weather events. Raging hurricanes, fires, forests. I mean, there's been a lot of interesting footage released about what happened in Hawaii earlier in the year. I don't need to, again, I don't want to make it seem like I'm laughing about these events. It's horrific. All I am saying is that the powers that be will stop at no length to create distractions. You guys know the quote. Give them bread and circuses and they will never revolt. To quote thousands of years old from the collapse of the Roman Empire. All of the games they created in the Colosseum, they were games created with one objective. Distract the masses from the currency debasement going on at hand. Producer Pam and I were actually lucky enough to go to the Colosseum earlier this year. It's an incredible place. Don't get me wrong, they built some incredible things during that empire. But the rulers at the time stopped at no lengths to create these distractions and these bread and circuses to extract as much wealth as possible from the everyday citizen. Tell you what, the chat blew up when we started talking about weather manipulation. That's funny. It's not just me with the tinfoil hat on by the looks of things. And again, so a lot of people have commented on the fact that $1 million used to buy you so much, but it really doesn't anymore. Digital Bobby, but gold is shiny. Oh, we have some Espanol speakers in the chat. Oh, we're not doing push-ups today. I did enough yesterday and enough today. I want to know who saw the push-ups yesterday. Who saw my embarrassing attempt at 40 push-ups on yesterday's live stream? It happened, for those who might have missed it. This is a great comment. Rich, richer, poor, poorer, capitalism. Not sure. I would just like to make it clear, I'm a big fan of capitalism. I'm just afraid that we don't have it right now in the West. Under most countries, we do not have capitalism. We have crony capitalism. We're living under, crony capitalism. I think that's a way to describe it. The rich have their losses socialized and the poor have to pay for it. So the poor, the lower and the middle class, we are operating under capitalism. There's no bailouts for us. When our housing mortgage goes bankrupt in 2008, we're screwed, right? Sorry. Get booted out of your home. If your mortgage goes sour in 2008, if you're an American who's in the lower or the middle class, but the banking boys, the big banking buddies who have got their big property portfolios with 10, 20, 50 houses, give me some of that liquidity, Mr. Federal Reserve. Hey, Uncle Sam, give me some of that $700 billion TARP bailout. Of course, when their property portfolio goes bust, they get the cash. They get a bailout, okay? So again, they have their losses socialized. The rest of the world has to pay for the cabal or the top 1%'s losses. That's why I don't think we are living under capitalism. Capitalism is alive and well in the black market. McLovin says I got 42 yesterday. I don't know about that. You did 39 push-ups. Remy was counting. All right. We got a split decision. Some people are saying I did 39. Some people are saying I did 42. Go and check out the live stream from yesterday if you missed it. What did we talk about yesterday? My brain scrambled. I can't even remember. Who's going to get the... Okay, this is what we talked about. We talked about the short squeeze happening, the $700 million short squeeze, and the hedge fund who I believe has actually blown up from shorting Bitcoin and MicroStrategy. Well, let me correct myself. They were shorting MicroStrategy and longing Bitcoin. And I think the fact that the price of Bitcoin is going down while the MicroStrategy stock is going up, I actually think that's a little bit of an indication that something funky is going on in the markets. And if you did miss that live stream, I'd encourage you guys to check it out. You can see it on screen right about there. The 700 million short squeeze. I think it's interesting. I think a lot of people need to be paying close attention to MicroStrategy. And if you make it to the end of that live stream I did yesterday, you can count those push-ups for yourself. I was doing some poor form push-ups in the chat yesterday, and I nearly scored myself 0.1 Bitcoin for the channel. Okay, so McLovin says we need a recount. Go and check it out. With all that said, guys, I'm going to leave today's live stream here. Again, Thank you so much to everyone who tuned in. I'm going to actually go live in about 30 to 40 minutes time on the BitcoinNews.com YouTube channel. So if you want more Luke and more Bitcoin content, you can come check us out over there. With all that said, enjoy.